The Greek Villa by Judith Gould. Maribel tightened her grip on Ray's balls, not enough to cause pain, but just enough to cause slight discomfort if he moved any closer. "Anyway," she went on, "it just so happens that my friend has this problem."
"Yeah," he rasped. "Okay, we'll discuss it right after."
"I'd prefer if we discussed it right now," she cooed.
"Not fair," he grunted.
"All's fair in sex and war," she misquoted. "Anyway, I don't mean discussing it in detail, but it is a legal problem, you see."
As she spoke, she fondled his heavy, pear-shaped scrotum.
"And I realize it's not your specialty, seeing that you're into estates and all. But I said to myself, hey, Maribel, do you know, with Ray being in the legal profession, he'll surely know somebody who can help, some lawyer or cop who maybe owes him a favor."
While he knelt there, as susceptible to Maribel's request as Adam to Eve's apple, she moved her head toward that organ in which, as any woman can attest, every man's brain really resides. Still caressing his testicles, she decided to provide some extra motivation by flicking her tongue around the enormous, straining head of his sex. Empires have been lost for less.